The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Santa baby, just put a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
So this is what we're sending Joe for Christmas.
Eartha Kitt?
I could resist. Hello. You could just... Yeah. Oh man, Joe, I feel so bad. Joe Sebilia has got the virus he's got, but it's mild and he feels okay and he's going to be great. But you got to quarantine and you got to quarantine. He's quarantining through Christmas. So I said, what could we do? We're going to have to send stuff, Joe. So I thought something.
a sable? I don't know what I'm going to do with that.
Yeah.
Oh, you meant the girl. Oh,
yeah. Okay. Well, no, but you can't even. Yeah. You know, because you, God forbid, you got to be blind. You can't even leave, really. You can't.
No,
even,
like, I can't go anywhere. Oh. I had a dream that I was out and about, and I was saying, what am I doing? I got to go home. I have
COVID.
Look at that.
Oh, jeez. Oh, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. You'll get through it. There'll be something to talk about. But
or as fine as I was beforehand, let's be honest.
Yeah. Listen, if you need anything, you just let us know, and there's no way we'll get it to you. But
right.
We'll
throw it up at the window.
See, my mother is in complete denial. My mother thinks that I'm going to be fine by Christmas. I'm going to be able to go see her. So now she's saying, well, I'm going to have to come and see you. And I said, well, you can't come in. I said, you could stand outside on the other side of the door. Or best I could open the door, stand at the other side of the apartment, and you stand in the hallway. And
now you got to be careful. You just got to be, and you know, you don't want to mess around with it. And just remember that Christmas when I was locked in my apartment, you know?
Yeah.
So what can we do? What can we send? If you got an idea what we could send Joe, we can inundate you with gifts and things. So you're opening up on Christmas morning. You want
like
something
Santa
open.
Claus came. Santa Joe.
Something.
French toast, maple syrup.
That's it. That's all I had. Oh, let me go. Kevin's calling in from Moscow. You think I laugh? But listen, we're the only radio station in the country that actually gets a phone call from Russia every morning, and we welcome Kevin. He's part of the radio family. Kevin, Merry Christmas, man. Thank you for calling from Russia.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Listen, the connection is great. Is this an internet connection? It sounds great.
Actually, right now, I'm going through my new Android through my Beats.
Really?
So you're getting
Fabulous.
So the last couple of times was a dedicated nice microphone through my computer, which is awesome too.
Yeah. Well, sounds great. How are you, pal?
I'm all right. And let's see, we're getting media terrorism with this. You're gonna have a winter of death.
I
can't believe these people get away with this. And this propaganda scared my dad so much. Remember I said I bought the tickets last week?
Yes,
he just don't come. Oh, he canceled my brother coming for Christmas.
Yeah.
And yet he goes out to the stores every day to get the papers to look at his sports.
Yeah. I don't mean to laugh, but it's true.
It's like total irony. So I'll be coming to Staten Island. I'll be down... Al knows near St. Joseph by the Hill, where not far from Arthur Idalia, two blocks from his house.
You know what? I'll tell Arthur that you'll be dropping by from Russia.
I don't think so. I don't do that.
You know what? But that's it. Your point is well taken, though. Okay? People just they want to scare everybody, and I think they do want to not have. They want to just put a kibosh on the whole holiday because it's Christmas.
It's all about vote by mail.
Yeah. You know what? You're not wrong.
And
so, are you coming?
Bombing.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Are you coming to America with your whole family?
Yeah, yeah.
And you're allowed to do it. I mean, pretty soon I'm afraid they're going to start shutting down the border.
They're making it more and more difficult. You have to have the test at the airport for my wife and me and my daughter, because we're U.S. citizens. My daughter's both. We could get the 3-day one, and it's date. Now you have to have a what's the word? It has to be a registered clinic.
Wow. Well, listen, we can't find anything in America. If Russia's doing anything, let us know, because we have nothing here in America. Nothing where we can get a quick test. Their lines are around the block. Kevin, you have no idea. It's like we're in a third world country.
No. Yeah. Last week I went to Turkey.
And
I went to Istanbul.
Just a visit?
No, visa rules, a passport stamp.
Oh, look at you. It's actually beautiful there. I've been to Turkey. It's very beautiful. And they probably have, you can be tested there as well, correct? Right?
But I already had the test.
Yeah,
the
so
test
you're already.
It was a 3-day test.
Wow.
To Russia, I'm covered. It's 3 days. It's good. Really, it's just getting more and more difficult. But remember what you said the last time. If I swim over the border with my family, we could say asylum.
Yeah,
everything free.
You'll be there, Kevin. All the best. Merry Christmas to you, my friend. All the best, and all the best to your dad too,
buddy,
Kevin.
Bye.
Thank you, buddy. Calling from Moscow, Elliot. How you doing? Calling from the island of Staten. How are you? Nice to have you with us this morning. What's on your mind, my friend?
Good morning, Joe. You spoke earlier in the previous hour about MSNBC and CNN and all these other liberal pundit news outlets where their viewership is tanking.
Yep.
But the bigger question is, why would corporations who are for profit put their money in the viewership that's tanking on these types of channels? It's a big problem. It is corporate driven. The big corporations are trying to knock out the small guys. Now, if you think at the height of COVID, Target was open, Walmart's open. Why? Because they had food, so they were allowed to be open. But you know what? They should have closed off their dry good area, such as shoes and clothing, and not sell any of that. Why were they allowed?
Yeah.
That's called corporate greed.
Yeah, you might be right, Elliot. But you're right about the corporations. Thank you, Elliot. Buying into the, you will see big corporations supporting Marxist organizations, and you see corporations buying into the advertising of some of these dying networks, and you wonder why. It's like they're all in it together. You can't figure it out. Hey, it just popped up on my screen. You know, I get that quiz thing that pops up on my screen, on my computer screen. And it says, it's got a picture of Charlie Chaplin. Now, everybody knows Charlie Chaplin, no? And it actually says, what actor is pictured here with his trademark toothbrush mustache? And I'm looking, are there people now, is there a generation that does not know Charlie Chaplin, I guess? I mean, isn't that sad? And shouldn't you know about that? Look, I just answered the question correctly. That is right. But now, are we pulling away from that? Somebody is brilliant. What bearded writer praised facial hair in Much Ado About Nothing? These questions you think you would know. You know, William Shakespeare, of course. But, you know, you ever see these quick quizzes that pop up, and then you say, everybody knows the answer to that. Are we becoming that uninformed, I mean, kind? I guess we are, right? Where you just don't know things. My problem is, and my fear is, they're not teaching history. And that's why we keep making the same mistakes over and over again. You're doomed to repeat it if you don't learn from it. Joe on the radio on AM 970, The Answer. Great to have you with us. We're waiting for, what time is Biden's address? Do we know, Albert? What time
I believe
that is
it's
today?
This evening. They haven't, you know what? I have not seen a time to when he's giving the speech. So my guess prime time at 8 o'clock.
They've been talking about it for 30 minutes. So he's practicing the speech. He's going to whisper, we've got to stick together.
Death.
Stick together.
No, Mr. President, a little louder. Death.
Oh,
no, too loud.
Death.
Okay, that's good. Keep going. That's how they're rehearsing with him.
Lord Almighty, it's going to be like, and he's going to tell us how bad it is, and he's going to yell at us, you've got to get vaccinated. and then we're going to tell them you're still the unvaccinated. Doesn't matter if you're vaccinated or unvaccinated, you're still carrying the virus.
Here's my question to the president. And obviously, he's not going to be taking questions, but David Muir on World News Tonight is going to be interviewing him tomorrow. The question should be, why hasn't the FDA approved Pfizer's COVID drug? What is the holdup here for emergency authorization?
That's right.
See, maybe you can blame the president, but I think more or less you can blame the FDA and the CDC. Why are they moving at a glacial pace here? If the goal is to give everybody every tool in the arsenal to fight this thing, why is this not the next tool to fight it? Now, if there was an issue with the drug itself, don't you think somebody would have come out by now and said, look, you know what, it's only working on this segment of society, or it's only effective here. It seems that the trial runs have a 90% effectiveness of somebody who is not vaccinated, who gets COVID, takes this pill within 3 days of being diagnosed, stays out of the hospital. Why is this not being implemented?
Well, because I think the pharmaceuticals, and we love the pharmaceuticals in New Jersey, you know, the tax money and all the jobs they create, we understand that. And the lives they save, by the way. I understand that. Right. But the pharmaceuticals own the world.
Yeah, they
own
they
the
do.
World. For every country to be on the same mindset. Let me, before we break, 7:15, and we'll talk to Dr. Strange about it. This is me talking, street talk, because it's just common sense. Is when they came out with hydroxychloroquine work. Oh yeah, there goes Joe again. Excuse me. I've talked to doctors that said I took it for myself and it worked for me. I'm the guinea pig. Watch the word guinea. Thank you for asking. I took when I was with a pharmaceutical friend, and I said, I think they said it could be a false positive. That's the first thing they said. This could be a false positive, but just in case, I don't want to care about false whatever. If you're going to say the word positive, I thought, all right, maybe I got the virus. And my friend says, here, take this HCQ, the hydroxychloroquine, take the azithromycin, and there were high doses of everything, and then take zinc, take 50 milligrams of zinc. And I took it. I woke up the next day. And I was perfectly fine. Like nothing happened. Nothing happened. So now, again, I keep my immune system by the grace of God strong. I try to do it. So anyway, but now, why do you just discount it? And when Donald Trump says hydroxychloroquine, oh my gosh, ivermectin, oh my gosh. And then I had one doctor tell me, look, ivermectin didn't work for my patients. Hydroxychloroquine worked, he said, ivermectin. Why don't we at least look at these things? The one thing that everybody agrees on is a multifaceted approach, not unlike they treat HIV/AIDS. Without a vaccine, but they come up with the treatment, with these cocktails, with the monoclonal antibodies, with some steroidal use. There is a way. When President Trump got it, remember how quickly he got over it? And then he walked up those stairs, man, and he was fine. We should all have availability of that, whatever President Trump took, and it's getting out there, and I think it is available. They don't want it. I don't think they want to stop the virus. This is my only explanation. They like doom and gloom and death and illness. Don't you? I want a president that goes, we're a great people. We will be at the forefront, not unlike what President Trump said about the vaccine. He came up with the vaccine. That's what you want to see. You want a leader. You want a leader. For all his faults and all his criticisms, Donald Trump is at least a leader in that regard. What is this guy? This is doom and gloom and keep everybody down so they'll put themselves in power. And don't forget what this is. It's a distraction. He got his butt handed to him. This guy, this creeper, Joe Biden, forgive me. I get so upset after he still left people in Afghanistan. He turned his back on Americans in Afghanistan. He never looked back. Never looked back. God bless our troops. Yeah, well, how about saving them before you cause them death and destruction, Mr. President? Oh, Lord, we are being so, I don't trust anybody. I have no trust in the government. And you know what's scary? I never felt that way before. I always trust the military. You trust law enforcement. Even now, the DOJ is weaponized for political purposes. They go after this guy, James O'Keefe at Veritas, because he wanted to see what was in Joe Biden's daughter's diary. The diary. The FBI went after the guy. Went after Project Veritas. The FBI. The FBI raided Roger Stone's home in early morning. Roger Stone. What is going on? Where are we living? And no one will address it. And you know what's really upsetting, too, before we break? There are newscasters that I dig. You know, David Muir does a great job on ABC. Lester Holt's a tough guy. I love Lester the way he delivers the news. It's an alpha male. He's great. He looks great. He's got power. These guys, and they got to show courage, step up, and speak the truth. It is time to, why am I the only guy? There's got to be other people that speak the truth. They go, look, we suspect that there are different treatments. Why is the government not utilizing the treatments that will stop the virus? That's an honest question. And you don't have to worry that you're going to get canceled. The cancel culture is going to get you. Show some guts. Come on. Be a strong person that is honest with the folks. That's what this show is all about, for crying out loud. I mean, my nail is in the coffin of any, you know, possible, anything in Hollywood. They just don't want to hear it, but I ain't going to stop talking the truth. By the way, Dr. Strange is going to join us, and we'll talk common sense with Dr. Strange, too, and he'll tell you exactly what's happening with the Omicron variant. Don't discount the virus. It is vicious. It can kill you. Got it. But let's find treatment to stop it, and I think we have it. Stephen Moore is going to join us, Arthur Idala, and Chad Wolf's going to join us. John Solomon's with us. Debbie Duhaime, look at his show this morning as we roll into Christmas. Hey, happy solstice. Happy first day of winter, I guess.
That's right.
All right, Deb?
That's
yeah,
right.
December 21st. It's cold enough, I'll tell you that.
It's starting to drop. All of a sudden, it was really nice for quite a while, but now it's starting to drop, right?
You know how I know Otis is the Bernese Mountain Dog? He loves it. If it's 32 degrees, that's how he lives. That's his wheelhouse. When he starts coming around the back going, and wants to come back in, I know it's cold outside. Bernese Mountain Dog.
He's like, Dad, bring me inside now.
It's so cute, a poor little guy, 12 Aww. Years old. Actually, it's more like, the old guy, God bless him.
Kind of the weak bark going on, right?
Odess. Hey, Joe on the radio, Debbie on the road, 721 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Joe. The sprain southbound Route 100 getting down through Yonkers. It's ongoing operations there going on. And let's see what's happening as you head over to the inbound George Washington Bridge. Still 25 minutes getting into town. Lincoln Tunnel, that's going to be about, only about 5 minutes into the Lincoln. The Holland, about 30 minutes in for both approaches. Watch for a brake check on 78 local lanes westbound by the Garden State Parkway, an accident. And on the Garden State Parkway, south exit 89 in Lakewood, a debris spill. FDR Drive southbound, still bumper to bumper, getting down past the RFK Bridge in toward 116th Street. They're doing some emergency repairs over there. Cross Bronx westbound, bumper to bumper out toward 3rd Avenue. Watch for delays on 25A as you get up through the area of Jericho Oyster Bay Road, getting up through East Norwich. It looks like you still have some ongoing issues here with a broken water main. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 44. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Navage. Worried about what you're breathing in? With each breath, allergens, germs, and viruses get trapped in your nose. Now there's a simple, easy, and effective way to clean your nose and protect your health. It's called Navage. NAVAGE. Available at Navage.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Donald Towers.
Let me in. Ruh-roh.
Don't even. It's all right, buddy. I got you, kid. At 12 years old.
Thank you for my birthday hat.
Al translates dog for me. Hey, Joe on the radio.
Let me in.
Telling you about Tunnel to Towers. Look, I could just tell you to go to t2t.org, please. T, then the number 2.org. Thank you, buddy. Because, you know, when I look at Tunnel to Towers, and I know Tunnel to Towers for all those years, and I see Frank Siller walking 537 miles, and then I meet the catastrophically injured veterans, and I see the Gold Star families that just sear my heart when I see them, I applaud Tunnel to Towers for stepping up. Because I'll tell you, this is everything great about America. Talk about what's great in America. It's Tunnel to Towers. And how... When Frank Siller went down and started reading the names and honoring the names of the men and women who we lost in the war on terror down in Washington, D.C., at the Lincoln Memorial down there, and it was on international news, that brings this country together. It shows how we care and how we never forget. We don't forget. They think we forget. We don't forget. But we need your help, and we thank you for your help, because Tunnel to Towers, during its season of hope, is giving away from Thanksgiving to New Year's Eve at least one mortgage-free home a day. And it's for 37 days to honor America's greatest heroes. How about that? So with your help, we can do this, and we need your help at T2T.org. It's T, the number 2, and then T.org. $11 a month, that's all we ask. And God bless you for helping out the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
I'm Charles Fain, and this is the Fox Business Report.
China-based car company Geely Holding and France's Renault could be producing hybrid cars together in South Korea, and Reuters says the cars could be exported to the U.S. The cars could share the underbody structure shared by Geely and Volvo. Nike sales continue to be under pressure because of supply chain issues. The sportswear and shoe giants still managed to report revenue up 1% from a year ago. Nike was impacted by a lockdown in Vietnam during the recent quarter. Christie's art business this year was the strongest in half a decade. It sold $7.1 billion in art. Christie's says it's actually helped by higher inflation because its clients are looking for investments that won't lose value. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
Mike Huckabee is celebrating Christmas, and you can join him. All this week, Newsmax is featuring its special, Mike Huckabee's Christmas in America. Even President Trump joins Mike to talk about Christmas. Plus, see Mike's special guests, John Voight, Dr. Ben Carson, Sarah Sanders Huckabee, Benjamin Netanyahu, and more. Watch Newsmax for Mike Huckabee's Christmas in America as he discovers the real meaning of the holiday. Find Newsmax on major cable and streaming services and help make Christmas great again.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe in the radio, got my green tea TX right here. You can get green tea TX and white tea TX, liquid beverage enhancers loaded with antioxidants. There it is, polyphenols from tea that support the immune system. And then my brother Richie's like, oh, he's up on all this stuff. I said, Richie, what is that? The tea. He goes, oh, no, the tip of the tea leaf. That's the most powerful antioxidant. And that's the polyphenols from tea, the antioxidants from tea. Green tea TX, white tea TX. You know why I love telling you this? Because we're like at the cutting edge of everything that's good, of wellness, if I may. And that comes from Invite Health. And they are at the cutting edge of everything wellness to build up your immune system. 800-694-2345. Give a call. You know what? I want to keep you healthy. And we're going to do it. And by the way, if you buy one bottle of green tea TX, this beautiful bottle right here, what spectacular packaging always from Invite Health. A white tea TX, as you buy those items at suggested retail, you get the second bottle for free. Double up. That's four bottles. You get free shipping. Invite Health, 800-694-2345. Let's bring you into the 21st century of wellness, all right? Don't forget to ask about the other herbal. What are they, children? Tinctures. Very good. That like Tranquil TX or that great Blue Granite TX. Invite Health, 800-694-2345. Get healthy. Stay healthy.
Everybody knows this guy.
Now, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Dr. Theodore Strange is the man, Vice Chair of Primary Care for Northwell Health, Vice President of Medical Operations for Staten Island University. I had a chance to see Dr. Strange earlier in the year, and now he is live on the radio with us. Dr. Strange, welcome back to the show, sir. Great to have you with us, Theodore.
Hey. Good morning and Merry Christmas to you, Joe.
Well, thank you. Merry Christmas right back. And thanks for coming up and speaking the truth, because we're all kind of in the dark. We don't know what's going on. They talk about the Omicron, the breakdown. We know it's dangerous. One of our young producers, he's got the virus. But is it as bad as we think it is? They say it's highly contagious, but the effects aren't that bad. Where are we on this complete mess, Dr. Strange? Because we don't feel like we're getting the truth out of the CDC, sir.
Yeah, no, it's a mutation. It's a variant that occurred, started, appears in South Africa or somewhere over in the European African continents. These are the things that occur with these viruses when they mutate. It seems to be a more virulent virus in the sense of being more infectious, but not as deadly. It is unfortunately one that has given the vaccine a little bit of difficulty in terms of its immunity, although with the boostering, it appears that it's about 80% effective. But even if you were to get the disease with the boosted on board, your symptoms are just that of a cold or mild flu-like symptoms. So we're seeing definitely the infectiousness just rip through the community like wildfire. In fact, the incubation period of this virus is much shorter. It used to be about 5 to 7 days. It appears 2 to 3 days.
Wow.
But we're definitely seeing not the same, thankfully, mortalities with it. It's definitely less, causing less issues, right? So, but still issues because it can still affect people who are sick and elderly, and that's the concern. But it's affecting younger people for sure.
Dr. Strange, so if I got tested on Friday, and notice how I bring it to me, Dr. Strange. You know, so I don't mean
always. That's okay.
You know what? That's why. Listen, I don't trust the government. I don't trust the CDC. We like to talk to great folks like yourself, Dr. Strange, to deal with a straight. But I don't minimize the nature of this virus. How it just is not going away. I understand that. But so back to me. Okay. So if I got tested on Friday and then I went out and about Saturday and maybe Sunday, how long does the virus take to incubate? You said it's quicker. So let's say you got tested. I got negative on Friday, but now I have to worry if I was out and about again. It's like I have to get tested every single day, it seems, Doc, you know?
Well, unfortunately, that's why you're going to see a lot more talk about increasing the testing, especially over this holiday season, and maybe even getting home testing finally.
Yeah.
Testing is the key here because then you can isolate this disease and then quarantine when necessary.
Yes.
We've not worn our masks this year, and I get it. You know, nobody wants to walk in with masks. I just had my own daughter's wedding this past weekend, and it was beautiful, and we wanted everybody unmasked, but we did ask people to get tested who weren't vaccinated. So I think to your point, Joe, we're going to have to test much more often, especially when we think we've been in environments where the potential was for spread or when we start to see positives. And I think doing that will protect you and will protect the people and loved ones around you. So if you're going to gather for the holiday season, which you should, we want to celebrate this great time of the year, be smart about it, get tested. If you have to wear your mask because you're around people that potentially are sick, wear the mask and get boosted. Please go get vaccinated and boosted. That's the real key here.
Yeah, but also you could still carry the variant or carry something. Like I'm triple boosted. You know me. I'll wear the gloves.
Yeah.
I'll wear the mask. I'll wear the eye gear. I don't care.
Yeah.
But I can still carry it. I can still carry it. So when I'm with my mom, I must say I went and saw her quickly the other day. And I said, Mom, let me stay outside. I was on the porch in the cold with my mask on saying, let me just stay here just in case. Oh, Joseph, come on in. I'm too old to worry about it. I said, nah, Mom, I don't know. I was with a lot of people. So I'm careful like that. But good God, when does that end? When, if it ends at all, because we have treatments. And is there any way that we could offset this by maybe those pills that are coming out from Moderna that we could take, Doc?
Yeah, so hopefully the pills are going to be released within the next week or two. They're already being used in England with some success. We have some shortages of the monoclonal antibody right now.
Yep,
hopefully
some more
of that will come out into the community.
Yep.
I think to your point, Joe, you got to be smart when you're around people who are of at risk. The carriage state goes way down, however, if you do what you did, which is get your original vaccines and get boosted. And if you've had the disease, get boosted because super immunity, getting your antibody levels really high, really confer a lot of immunity to both the disease and the carriage state. So you hit it on the head, Joe. You know, do all the right things. I don't think you have to go over the top, but if you're concerned, there's nothing wrong with wearing a mask.
Yeah.
And if you're in a closed environment, maybe open the windows a little bit, those kinds of things.
Yeah, see how nice you sound? Why can't we get that from the government? You got to get down to Washington, Dr. Strange. I'm going to talk to Iggy, see if he can get you down there to Washington. The CDC, our mutual friend Iggy. Come on. Hey, Doc, by the way, congratulations. Daughter married, huh? Oh.
Yeah, we had a wedding this weekend out at the Shadowbrook down by South Jersey. They did a fabulous job down there, I got to tell you. Shout out to them.
Yeah.
And everything was safe, though, I got to tell you. We
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
We took all the precautions. But I thank you for getting the truth out there, Joe. You know, that's what we need. We need to continue to just get that truth out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Please know that these vaccines are safe, they're effective, they're free. And yes, they're not 100% effective. We know that. But they definitely decrease the mortality, meaning people dying, and they definitely decrease the amount of spread in the community. And to your point, if you're concerned this season, go get tested.
Yep. And hopefully those tests will be available. We'll hear from the president, and hopefully that's what we want to hear. You can get the tests more readily.
Yeah.
Doc, I'll let you go, but I ordered online. I said, I'm the worst. I'm the opposite. So I'm worried. I got tested. My doctor, I drive him nuts because I'm going to get tested again, and he like humors me. But I ordered Amazon. I got something on Amazon, but then I saw some tests on Amazon, $1,000, Dr. Strange. $1,000.
Yeah, those are crazy.
Isn't that terrible?
That's crazy. Huh? That's horrible. That's horrible what some of those companies are doing. But
you can
go get it. There are definitely inexpensive tests. And maybe the president today, when he puts out the 55 million tests that he's supposedly putting out today, will make the access and the cost of this, you know, minimal for people.
Amen. Amen. Dr. Strange, congratulations on your daughter's wedding. That is a beautiful thing. And thanks for always taking the time for us, Dr. Strange. God bless.
Merry Christmas, and let's hope for a great, happy new year for
everyone. Yeah, man. 2022. Thank you, Dr. Strange. Vice President of Primary Care for Northwell Health, Vice President of Medical Operations for Staten Island University Hospital. Now, we got a break, but you see the way Dr. Strange approached that in a nice, decent way, where he could tell us I'm tired of getting lectured. I'm tired of telling us like it's doom and gloom. We should address this in an intelligent way, and we can address it in an intelligent way, but don't yell at us. Just explain to us what's best for us. Better safe than sorry, and you may want to do this. That's all we ask for, right? And then get those monoclonal antibodies available, and let's get that. I would have a test every day, but it's true. I went online. I went to Amazon, because I couldn't get the test anywhere, you know? And I went to my doctor. Thank God I got my doctor. He goes, come on, I'll get the test. We did the saliva test. We did the nose swab, and it came back negative. Thank God. But now I'm worried again. Did I get it again? And I know I'm the extreme, but I went on Amazon. I got the home test. It should be here tomorrow. Then I saw $1,000, like $1,200 for tests. How is our country allowing that? How does Bezos allow that to get onto Amazon? Inexcusable. 7:37, Joe on the radio. We're going to go to Newark, New Jersey when we come back with Linda Witzel. She's the president of Generation Pharmacy Group. And you can call us at 877-970-2999. Stephen Moore's on the show. Arthur Idala's going to join us. John Solomon and Chad Wolf. 7:37, Al's in the newsroom on AM 970. The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
32 degrees at 7:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news. First, here's what's going on. Police looking for a suspect who shot and killed a 25-year-old man on a Brooklyn street. Police say Kerwin James found shot in the chest by Newport and Bristol streets in Brownsville at about 6:30 last night. Unclear what led to the shooting. Governor Hochul wants to know if it's possible to improve the traffic flow between Staten Island and New Jersey. She signed legislation on Monday directing the Port Authority to study the Outer Bridge crossing, which connects the two regions. She wants to figure out if the passageway could possibly be widened to actually increase capacity. Hochul says more than 30 million vehicles pass over the bridge every year, making it one of the most important vessels for interstate commuters. Governor Murphy is wishing residents who plan to celebrate this weekend a Merry Christmas, but he's urging them to do so safely. He's asking people to get tested for COVID before meeting up with family and encouraging them to keep their family circle close this year. Murphy also said to wear a mask and get vaccinated or boosted. It comes after the Garden State reported more than 6,500 cases yesterday, making it the fifth consecutive day the state has reported more than 6,000 cases. In sports, the NHL pausing its season through Christmas Day in response to the COVID-19 outbreaks throughout the league. All games and practices will be shut down from Wednesday until Sunday, December 26th, when players will return to team facilities to get tested. The league has already been dealing with a flurry of postponed games. The Giants have placed quarterback Daniel Jones on injured reserve. This sports report is brought to you by Relief Factor. Get pain-free today. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. Still seeing a lot of volume on the Harlem River Drive southbound. Harlem River Drive southbound heavy in toward the RFK Bridge. FDR Drive south by 116th Street. It's ongoing emergency construction in the right lane. That's what's causing the delay. The Van Wyck northbound slowing down up toward Hillside Avenue. Volume on the LIE westbound right through Casino Boulevard. Heading out to the Hutch northbound by Webster Ave into New Rochelle. It's an accident over there. And on the Sprain southbound by Route 100 in Yonkers, ongoing road work as well. Looks like we're still seeing this closure here on Jackson Street in Hoboken. Fire department activity from yesterday with a full closure there. Let's go out to 287. 287 North at exit 55, getting up through Wanacue. Watch out for a car fire. Two lanes blocked. Garden State Parkway North at 153, heading up toward Clifton. It's a collision. And 78 West Locals by exit, right by the Garden State Parkway, exit 52. It's an accident. Partly cloudy today, high of 44. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
AM 970 listeners, Steve Adubato here. Check out our show One-on-One every night for my conversations with leaders and experts from business, sports, politics, and the arts.
Retire and do what? It's great. I don't want to stop.
I'm an equal American just like you are.
And guess where my trailer was? A block away from my apartment. It couldn't have been better.
So catch One-on-One with me, Steve Adubato, weeknights on 13WNET and NJPBS, and online at steveadubato.org.
Want to do something truly memorable to celebrate the new year? Why not sail into 2022 on board the Atlantis Yacht, enjoying a 360-degree view of Manhattan? The Atlantis of New York Cruises is hosting a New Year's Eve party that is guaranteed to impress, with three levels to party, their main dining salon, lounge deck, and sky deck. Guests have plenty of room to take in the iconic skyline and ring in the new year. Forget the crowded land-based venues. Celebrate in style with fireworks, family, and fantastic views. Event itinerary includes hors d'oeuvres, gourmet buffet, premium open bar featuring their gold bar with festive New Year's Eve cocktails and live DJ entertainment. For more information or to buy tickets, email events@newyorkcruises.com. events@newyorkcruises.com or call 718-646-8083. 718-646-8083.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Joe on the radio telling you about Relief Factor because I love you. I take my Relief Factor. I took some this morning. I'll take some this evening. That's it. You know, hundreds of thousands have tried Relief Factor, and about 70% go on to order more. And if you're in pain, you're feeling pain, do what I did. You start the 3-week quick start. This is as logical as anyone could tell you on the radio. As logic, just say, look, if you're feeling pain, I got something that I think can help. It's 100% drug-free, and in 3 weeks, you very well may be out of pain, and it's less than $20. How much more pragmatic or logical do you have to be? Really, that's exactly, I looked at that and went, let me check this out. I started taking Relief Factor 5 days, boom, out of pain. Been out of pain ever since. Ever since I've been out of pain. And I'm so indebted to the good folks at Relief Factor. And then when I meet them, by the way, on a personal note, and I meet the good doctor that came up with the concept of Relief Factor, 100% drug-free and tough guy, and the whole team at Relief Factor, they're so great. And I'm proud to tell you how you can get out of pain. And I'm even prouder to say, look, why don't you try it? So you don't have to worry about, spending all this money, just $19.95. That's all it is. 3-week quick start. Check it out. See if it works. And then if you're like me, and then some, that guy, Reggie, 4 days out of pain. Me, 5 days out of pain. Give yourself 3 weeks. For $19.95, you know you want to try it. Let's go to Relief Factor this morning, all right? ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. You can call 800-4 and then the word relief. 800-4-RELIEF. Or again, come on, let's get out of pain. ReliefFactor.com.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Today's Newark trivia question is sponsored by Broadway House for Continuing Care, nationally recognized long-term care for those with HIV, AIDS, and other acute conditions. Learn more at BroadwayHouse.org.
All right, this month, December, AM 970, The Answer and the Joe Piscopo Show are celebrating the city of Newark, New Jersey. And we want to reward you kind enough to listen. Be the first caller at 877-970-2999 to correctly answer the trivia question. You'll receive a $50 gift card from Calandra's Bakery. Oh, I'm going to get hungry, I'm telling you. You know, the Zapoli, the sfidabelle, the bread at Calandra's. He, by the way, handmade with only four ingredients and no preservatives. They've been owned and operated, family owned and operated, since 1962. Originating where? In Newark, New Jersey, please. And don't forget, they're in Fairfield, they're in Caldwell, and they're in 500 supermarkets, delis, and restaurants in the tri-state area. So you get a $50 gift card from Calandra's if you answer this question correctly. You ready? In 2019, Broad Street was renamed in honor of what former Newark mayor? There's a statue of this a gentleman outside City Hall in the city of Newark. What Broad Street was renamed in honor of what former Newark mayor? 877-970-2999. You correctly answer that trivia question, you'll get that $50 gift card from Calandra's. Calandra's Bakery, family owned and operated since 1962, originating in Newark. Three bakeries in Fairfield, in Newark, on Bloomfield Avenue in Newark, right? In Caldwell, the Calandra's Village. Ah, it's spectacular. And by the way, in 500 supermarkets, delis, and restaurants in the tri-state area. Calandra's Bakery. And let me welcome to the show, if I may, Linda Witzel. She is president of a Generation Pharmacy Group in the beautiful city of Newark, New Jersey. Linda, welcome to the show. Great to have you with us this morning.
Thank you, Joe. It's a real pleasure to be speaking with you, and I've been a fan of yours for very many years, especially in the Saturday Night Live world. Yeah. Love that.
Oh, right back in the day. You were a baby, Linda. You were a baby watching, but we appreciate you watching, you know? Hey, Linda, thanks for all you're doing in Newark, New Jersey, by the way, hometown of my parents. And are you the Generation Pharmacy Group? You work with the Broadway House, we understand.
Yes, we have had a wonderful relationship for a number of years with Broadway House. At my team, my pharmacists, under different pharmacies we've serviced, but most recently, obviously, is Generation. And they have just been an unbelievable partner, especially during this COVID time. And the relationships, as you know, relationships are key in anything. Yeah, and during this COVID working with them and connecting with their physicians, we've been able to do some outreach with a number of organizations in Newark. And, you know, we can't do enough. You know, this is a crazy, crazy time. And the Broadway people what they do, the culture, you know, years ago, people died of AIDS. Nobody dies of AIDS anymore. And it's a family there. That's how we feel with working with them.
And we met with Dr. Manera, correct, the other day? You were great. And I'm so proud of myself. I didn't say Linda. And it was great that we had a nice chat with Dr. Manera. We talked for a minute, and I saw how much you did. And I wanted to say, can you get me this? Can you get me that? I was going to start asking you. That's Joe.
Yeah, we can. Okay. That's very funny. Yeah, and Dr. Manera, unbelievable. I mean,
infectious disease, and he's a medical director over there at Broadway House. My goodness gracious, how knowledgeable he is. And then we met Nurse Bedia. I was just so humbled. And then you were there as part of the team where we took a whole big picture. If you're listening, Linda Witzel was there with the whole staff at Broadway House, and we took the picture. Hey, Linda, you know what's great? Where are you from, if I may ask originally?
I grew up in Warren Township. I originally was born in Manhattan. Wow. I grew up in Somerset County. Yeah.
But it's great. You go back to certainly the hometown of my parents, back to Newark. People need you there, Linda. They need the Generation Pharmacy Group to help. And you're right there, right in the of Newark, right in the city of Newark, New Jersey. I think that's just spectacular. And it's a lesson to be learned, really, to how to reach out. And you were there, front and center. So thank you for that, you know?
Well, thank you. And thank you for really featuring, you know, the people and giving back. I mean, we need people like you to stand up work with us. And, you know, Newark has been an unbelievable city. I mean, it's still in a upcoming swing, and
that's right.
The community
that's right.
is that's right. Fabulous. And,
it really is. So when you do, if I may ask, being the hypochondriac, like we talked about when I saw you, oh my God, Linda's going to say, got to go now, Joe, sorry. No, but what is that? What about hydroxychloroquine, zinc, other treatments for this COVID situation? Hopefully we'll get the monoclonal antibodies for everybody, because that seems to be working. Ivermectin, you know, we had the conversation. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. How do you approach this, for goodness sake? I mean, there's so many avenues that you could take, Linda.
Yeah, you know, and that's, we get questions all the time. I mean, pharmacists have always been on the front line and center for being the most respected, I guess, and trusted.
Yeah.
You know, you have to be very careful. We have to go on evidence-based, and we have to make sure that the sources that we're reading from evidence-based is actually true. I think in this COVID, we have been upside down. We there's so much that we don't know. So if you risk versus benefits, if you do not harm and you actually can help, I think we have to work together with the physicians and really do the right thing. When everything came out with ivermectin, I mean, that if it worked, okay, but do we really know how well it worked or what? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not indicated. So you can't put yourself out there for that. I think the supplements, definitely we've never really looked hard enough on using nutritional functional medicine as maybe now with COVID, we're seeing more of that, you know, using anti-inflammatory herbs, et cetera. I know your product that you talk about, the relief factor, great stuff in that. I think now's the time we have to sort of look outside the box, but be in line with what's been studied. And you certainly don't want to cause more harm.
I'm so proud to have you on the air with us. I mean, we talk to good folks on the air like yourself who don't get alarmed, who deal with us straight and tell us what's working, what may work, what it may not work. We're so tired of getting lectured, you know, Linda. So thank you for your nice approach, your measured approach. We appreciate that. And that's certainly the mantra at the Broadway House. So listen, you got to give me a number because, you know, I'm going to call if something breaks.
Anytime, Joe. Anytime. And you keep us laughing.
Okay. Well, you got to laugh. Now. You do have to laugh. You do. Linda
Witzel,
president of Generation Pharmacy Group, doing great things in the great city of Newark, New Jersey. God bless you, Linda. Great. And happy holidays. It's just great
Thank
to have you.
You
with us. Thank you.
You too. Thanks, Joe. Take care.
Okie dokie. Take care. Bye-bye. So there's a gal that supplies all the, the things that make people better from the Generation Pharmacy Group going right there. So I met her right there in the Broadway House. Just love when people give back in that regard. But now she give me her number. I'll be calling her, Debbie, every 2 minutes. So
yes,
I heard this
will.
Works. I heard that works. Linda, what do you got any laying around? I have one of those samples. Let me try the sample.
Like, you'll be nervous. You'll be calling her and texting her just to ask her a question.
I could drive you crazy. Lordy, lordy. You know I was. 752 tips on the roads on AM 970. I'm going to go call Linda now.
Yeah, go give her a call.
Debbie's got the traffic on AM 970. The answer. Thanks, Deb.
Thanks, Joe. 21 southbound slowing down through Newark, getting down to our 280. Let's see what's happening on 287 North, exit 55, getting up through Wanacue. Car fire, a couple of lanes remain blocked over there. It's really busy on the FDR drive south down through 116th Street. Problem here is emergency repair work taking one lane. And over on the Hutch North at Webster Ave, getting into New Rochelle, a crash there. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, this is Jerry Crowley, general manager at your favorite radio station, AM 970, The Answer. I want to wish you and your families the merriest of Christmases, a blessed new year, and at the same time take the opportunity to thank you for being loyal listeners, letting us come into your home, and you engaging with us at a very difficult time in all our lives. We're looking forward to a great 2022, and thank you for everything.
Meet Bob Minetti. In 2016, he was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer.
Bob participated in a clinical trial that included cutting-edge radiation therapy and surgery. He's been in remission since completion. I'm Keisha Sharp. Since losing my mother to pancreatic cancer, I've been working to share the kind of state-of-the-art work being done by Stand Up to Cancer and Lustgarten Foundation. To learn more about the latest research, including clinical trials, visit pancreaticcancercollective.org.
More than one in three people will face cancer in their lifetime. Unfortunately, fear can stop you from getting cancer screening, but it won't stop cancer. Early detection can save your life. Don't wait for symptoms to appear to act. Cancer screening is safe, effective, and accessible for everyone, including free or low-cost screening programs. Go to cancerscreenquiz.com now and take the American Cancer Society's 2-minute cancer screening quiz to find out what screening tests are right for you. Don't wait. Take the quiz. Get screened. Go to cancerscreenquiz.com now. cancerscreenquiz.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Joe on the radio, Joey and Cynthia Falco, my buddies, they own Rose City Jewelers. It's right there in Madison, New Jersey, and Rose City Jewelers is celebrating their 75th anniversary. Joey's father was there. You go in, you see these beautiful pictures of Joey's dad fought in the Second World War, very close to his son, and his son goes on to finish business school, goes on to gain his master's in gemology, working for the Gemological Institute of America in New York City. And that's what Rose City Jewelers is. They're gemologists there. And that's what Joey, I went in there on Saturday. Out of respect for Joey and Kat, we call Cynthia Kat, they're just great folks, great citizens. And he's so proud of Madison. And that is the hometown of my great-grandfather. So I went in, and I'm going, look, I said, Joey, I saw the most beautiful these keepsakes, they're beautiful. Did I see rubies, pink sapphires? I told Joey, I said, I don't even know what a tourmaline is. I think I ordered it for dinner once at Michael's of Brooklyn. I'm not sure. I have a tourmaline, please, with the sauce. I didn't know. No, it's like these beautiful gems. And then the crystals, Kat herself designs these incredible crystals. You got to go to Rose City Jewelers. You got to check it out. It's something so different and so special for that spectacular, special keepsake. Rose City Jewelers, right there in the heart of beautiful Madison, New Jersey. Here's the number, 973-377-2146, 973-377-2146. I love telling you about Rose City Jewelers. Hey, Jason Nichols is with us in place of Joe Lumberg. Jason, how are we doing weather-wise today?
Looks like not a bad day overall. Not as cold as yesterday. Well, sunshine, some clouds getting up into the middle 40s. Clouds roll in tonight. Could see a little bit of rain, kind of mostly probably east of the city late tonight into tomorrow morning. But overall, most of tomorrow, another dry day, mostly cloudy skies, getting windy in the afternoon, 47. And actually, the nice weather continues probably right through Friday. There could be a little bit of rain Christmas morning, but Christmas morning, Christmas Day doesn't look all that bad either, getting up in the lower 50s.
Well, sounds good to me. Thank you, Jason. Well done, my friend. Stephen Moore, right at the top of the hour. What's going on with the stock market? Stephen knows. Arthur Idala will jump on. Donald Trump suing the AG of New York. John Solomon will join us. Chad Wolf as well. What's going on at the border? We got a lot to get into on AM 970 The Answer. Joe on the radio coming right back at you.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn.
deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.